Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm confident I could get it done by the 6th.
Not Ron, 9 hot dogs and 9 beers.
I don't know. You can keep saying it.
You got to do one an inning, though. That time is necessary.
I can come out the gates with 3 hot dogs and a good 2 beers in the first inning.
Oh my God!
Hughley is came in the
especially
game.
Especially them dollar dogs, because it's dollar dog night tonight. Especially those. Oh, yeah.
Would you be uncomfortable in the ninth inning?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I would do it and keep on moving like normal, but yeah. Yes. God, dog. I mean,
9 beers, I'd be blitzed.
9 beers, really?
Right now, I've not been drinking that much. Yes,
over the course of 9 innings.
If we went to a baseball game and I drank 9 beers, yes, I'd be drunk. I wouldn't stumble and stutter, but I would be.
Yeah, but I would be drunk.
Lightweight,
and then, but then you're eating the hot dogs, and that would offset some of it.
Maybe
as well.
I ain't eating 9 hot dogs.
I'm not saying I want to do it. I'm just saying if you're saying, all right, we're gonna do a challenge. You tell me, I got nine innings. Shoot, man, I go up there and order. Hey, let me get two hot dogs and be banging this beer out. That's easily done by the first, unless we're some sort of a 5-pitch inning. Text line. That's why your back is stretching out now, Ron. Your mom. I'm just simply saying.
Fat back, mom.
I'm just saying. I'm just simply saying. I mean, I think it's a challenge. I could.
I believe in you.
I watch a little Food Network. There are some of those challenges that I don't think I could attain. Like, hey, what was it? 45 minutes. Eat this big ass loaded burrito with everything in it, and you got to eat the rice and the beans, and you can't.
Your colon's not going to appreciate that.
But 9 innings? 9 hot dogs?
Slight work.
9 beers?
Easy.
I'm not saying it's light work. It's upper mid. Upper mid work.
I've seen you go after a glizzy. I believe in you.
Oh man, shoot, that dollar dog night, man. Shoot, boy, I had a hot dog down before I got to my seat. I ordered 2 hot dogs, Clint, at the register. One of them was gone by the time I got to my seat.
I can see banging out a couple hot dogs.
You think it's the combination? Huh?
I mean, it's the constant stuff in your face and drinking. I mean, the first few, I could probably get to 3 pretty easy. 3 beers, 3 hot dogs. But them next 6 are going to hurt, man.
I'm not going to say it's just be easy. I bet Will can do it. Will Conkle, who's going to join us here in a bit.
The Conk.
Will could go in 9 innings, Will. You could do 9 hot dogs and 9 beers. In 9 innings. Absolutely.
I have faith in that.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like it's as easy
people are texting
as now
in.
Y'all are making it out.
People are texting in. I'm not saying people are texting in, Ron, just trying to get a hot dog and beer free out of it. No, I don't want to do the challenge. I'm not going to do the challenge. I'm trying to go hands up.
That would be awesome if somebody with the Astros is sitting there going, hey, guys, 4-16, y'all come over here. We'll feed and drink y'all all day long.
Ron's next, I'm in.
No, I'm not. I don't want to do it. I got a mission to get here. I'm trying to get back down here 295. But I'm just telling you, I could waltz my ass right in there and bang it out. Good luck to you, Sean. How many do you think Sean gets? Do you think he gets to 7?
Man, he said the girl that did it on TikTok got to 7. And then quit. He said,
"Well, Sean, you done stepped off."
Somebody did make a great point of, don't they stop selling beer at the Astros games after the 7th inning?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. They go all the way through, huh?
No, Jim found that out last game.
Man. Jim said we ain't going to stop making that money.
Too much money to be made in the 8th inning, huh?
Yeah,
hell, I don't blame you, man. Make that money,
Jim. Ain't going to do that now. All right, here we go. Day one, mandatory minicamp. And we talked about it when we left yesterday. What's going to be the big story? The big thing that we're going to be looking at, that everybody's going to be looking at. Clint, you made a great comment about it yesterday. This isn't just a local thing. This is a national thing. It was one of the top things that ESPN's NFL Live talked about was C.J. Stroud throwing the football. And, Clint, what we saw today was he was throwing the football. We found out he was speaking after practice, so that was probably a good sign that he may throw the football, because that would have been an interesting...
Nick would have let that happen if he wasn't throwing.
If he wasn't throwing the football. But he was throwing the football, and Clint, to me, he looked normal. I don't know about how you viewed him. We saw him. He did everything, warm-ups, threw the running backs, you know, all of their individual drill stuff, and then he did all the team stuff. He looked like his normal self. He was a bit rusty. He even made the comment himself. But he looked like his normal self to me, and I think now the story is over.
Yeah, look, I think there's nothing to it. We move on right now. We saw CJ throw. I didn't think there was any limitations on his reps today. We saw him throwing corner routes where he was throwing the ball, I don't know, probably 25, 30 yards, you know, air travel, and then all of a sudden there's a couple of times at the red zone where they were sitting down and really kind of ripping it in there on the chest of a tight end. And then we saw they start, I don't know if it was 7, I can't remember if it was 7-on-7 or team, but they start one of the drills with a go route to Higgins down the sideline, which was good to see. They started one with a Christian Kirk corner route, again, where the ball air travel was probably 30 to 40 yards because it was a wide side of field on a corner. And we even saw one play where Will Anderson, again, as a fan, I love Will Anderson, by the way. As a quarterback, I would have a little bit of a problem with him. I'd say it's time to settle it down. At one point, we saw Will Anderson and get his paw on push Fisher back into C.J. Stroud and get his paw on C.J.'s shoulder and arm, which could be a bad situation if C.J. was in the throwing motion. So
yeah, he's got a real idiot.
Yeah, he's got, and no doubt about it. I mean, not only is it disruptive as hell, you can't get anything done when you can't practice in sweats if Will's on the field. Ultimately, he's going to disrupt everything. So, but all joking aside, from a safety perspective with C.J. Stroud, letting him get that close and get a hand on C.J. Stroud along with C.J. stretching the field with the ball, there were no limitations whatsoever. So not only did he throw today, but it appeared to be full go to a point where they got zero concerns about C.J. Stroud. So that was good to see.
Yeah, story is over. I do want to address this a little bit because I'm seeing some, non-listening idiots text in.
Oh.
Like this one. Where's the chicken little now? Squawk! The sky is falling. C.J. has general soreness. Oh, my God. Just like creating drama where there is none.
God bless, brother.
If you have actually opened up your ears and listened, and if you're talking to us, if you're not, then this isn't for you. But if you've opened up your ears and listened to us, I know we have repeatedly, and I know I have repeatedly said, I don't think it is serious. I don't think they would have him out there even handing things off if it was serious. I said, if he doesn't throw today, now we're looking at 4 weeks, and there's a wonder, okay, what's the deal? Repeatedly said it wasn't serious. But the quarterback, the most important athlete in the fourth biggest city in the country, the number one athlete over anybody else, Altuve, anybody else, is C.J. Stroud. He's not throwing the football. We're not just going to say, hey, C.J.'s not throwing. 2 days, 3 days, 2 weeks in a row, he's not throwing. All right? We didn't over make a deal out of it. We didn't overdo it. We reported what happened, and we both said it's not a big deal right now. We start going a month, now we got to look at a different thing. So open up your ears and listen for yourself, and stop just making up stuff. Get on my damn nerves. sky is falling. Nobody over here said the sky was damn falling.
Yeah.
You just going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just hear what the hell you want to hear.
Look, I don't. It doesn't matter.
I'm thankful.
I'm thankful that C.J. Stroud was back throwing today. But for C.J. Stroud,
Clint B. Scott was kind of doing the most.
You know, yeah, that's fine. I greatly appreciate you listening. Here's the deal: C.J. Stroud not throwing for a 10-day stretch is a big ass deal. I don't care if it is June. That is. That's the biggest news. I mean, hell, it was on national news. It hit the headlines on national news. It's a big deal. If he misses another 10 days, plus, I'm assuming it was 10 days. I think that was the stretch of days between practices that we witnessed where he wasn't throwing. It'll be a big deal again. So I'm glad he's back. For C.J. Stroud to, again, I want to remind the texter. D'Amico Ryans has been two or three times. We'll get the audio today if you didn't hear it. D'Amico Ryans has several times been on air talking about how important these reps are in attending and getting these reps. For a guy to miss those reps physically, it's a big-ass deal. If you don't think it is, hey, man, keep it moving. No big deal. But the reality of it is, for me, having been through some similar training, it's a big deal. Glad he's back though. Glad he's recovered. Glad whatever is gone by the wayside and we can move on.
Yes. Glad to see that he was throwing the football today and doing everything in practice. And it's good that thing is over for the Texans. But yes, he's not throwing. He's not participating in stuff we're going to talk about.
Well, the beautiful thing about CJ coming back too, and D'Amico talked about it. And we may bring this audio to you a little later. But the beautiful thing about CJ coming back, y'all, is, the vibe on the field is totally different with CJ out there. Now it helps when you throw a dime to Christian Kirk, who nearly makes the catch, and then you throw a ball to start a drill to Higgins, and he goes up and makes a one-handed catch on a go ball. That kind of helps get the momentum rolling and get the energy flowing kind of thing. But there's no doubt about it. There is a different vibe in the huddle. There's a different pep in the step. There's a different expectation and standard at practice when Seven's in the huddle. And I think that was blatantly obvious today. And again, the production was there. Guys were making plays. Guys were making catches. But that's what you want from your face of your franchise is, you want to see a noticeable difference from when he's on the field and when he's not. No offense to Davis Mills. No offense to Keaton Slovis. But the truth of the matter is when C.J. Stroud steps in that huddle, the vibe and around the whole practice field changes completely. And that's how practice gets taken to the next level with Seven out there. It was obvious today.
You mentioned Jalen Higgins. He had a day today.
Oh, did he?
For me, Tyler, listeners, Jalen Higgins, to me, was the standout of practice. Like, if you were to tell me who was the number one player that stood out to you in practice, it was Jalen Higgins. At some point, we'll let you hear what D'Amico had to say about him. But he gets a one-handed catch where he goes past Kamari Lassiter, helped out probably Stroud on a throw that CJ makes usually an easier catch, runs by him. And then he has a crosser that he takes to the house. And this wasn't just a, hey, we can't tackle because we missed the tackle. They just weren't going to get him. He has a real Mike Evans, like, stride and feel to him. I'm not saying, Clint and Tyler, that he's going to be Mike Evans. I'm just saying, like, when you watch him move, he looks like he's not moving as fast as he actually is. That stride, the long steps.
Yeah.
So he looked really, really good, especially compared to how he looked at OTAs where he just kind of seemed background-like.
Yeah.
This one was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
That's why they made him their first selection.
I thought the go route, the fade that he caught early on, it's all over social media right now. The fade that he caught showed it perfectly. I mean, you saw him, the body contact, using his body, keeping his body between the ball and the defender, and then which was Kamari Lassiter, by the way, and all of a sudden, boom, this go-go gadget arm sticks out there about 5 feet out in front of him and catches it. That's the length I've been talking about, and today was the Higgins day, no doubt. He jumped off the field.
Yep. All right, coming up is we got a special guest. Will Conkle, the type of guy that, well, you know, when you go out with him, at least for me at my stage, when you go out with a guy like Will Conkle, you know, all right, man, let's get the extras. let's get the extras. Will's going to bring over a crew. Now what can you do with the extras? That's the Will back now. Now, Will, that's in his old days, not now. But Will's the guy, like, all right, come on, Will. Come on. Where's a healthy friend?
He got old grenade. He got an old grenade jumper in here.
Here we go. I'm ready to bring it. Well, I bet you Will and Clint together, that'd be a fun host.
It'd be some pretty grenades, huh?
To pick up those extras.
It's a lot of championship hair.
Pick up those extras.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.